Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good Wednesday evening. Welcome to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday. It's officially the last Wednesday of summer, and it definitely feels like summer up here in the Northwoods, doesn't it? Got a jam-packed show for you today. ESPN Madison's Alex Stroh will join the show to talk about the Badgers and the Packers. We'll also have Hatchet Volleyball coach Katie Denton join the show to talk about the midway point of the season. We'll also give you the Brewers' magic number as they head into tonight's game with the Cardinals. And plus, I recap week two for college football and week three for the NFL. But first, let's begin in Green Bay, shall we? All right. Now, there's a lot to dive into from Green Bay's performance against Atlanta on Sunday. Let me start with this. I honestly believe that Green Bay Packer fans, they have a right to be frustrated when it comes to losing a game like that on Sunday. They lost 25-24 to Atlanta. The Falcons ran up and down the field on them. As, you know, Green Bay's run defense has shown consistently that they have not been able to stop molasses running down a slow hill for the last 10 years.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, I'm going to go ahead. I tweeted this out. It was on Sunday, right after the Packers lost to Atlanta. And I tweeted this because I wanted everyone to understand something. Let me go ahead and quote this. Being upset about this Packers loss is understandable, but blaming players and coaches is not what should happen. This is a young team with a bunch of rookies that are learning how to win. Green Bay, yes, they should have won the game, but it is a learning process to win consistently in the NFL. Packers fans that are older than I am, you've been through pretty much 30 years of absolute terrible football from the Lombardi years to the Favre years. And now we're getting a taste to see of what it's going to be like to rebuild. Because honestly, this seems like a rebuilding team, all things considered. But let me go ahead and try and make this a silver lining for everyone. First off, the offense was good for about 2.5 quarters. And that was without David Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones, Christian Watson, and Elgin Jenkins, who left in the second quarter. Jordan Love's performance, 14-25, 151 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was the fourth quarterback in franchise history with 3 touchdown passes in back-to-back games to begin the regular season. The other ones, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, and Lynn Dickey. That's some pretty good company to be in, if I do say so myself. Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks each scored their first touchdowns. Good for them to get into the end zone. We knew that their roles were going to be enhanced with Watson out. We knew that A.J. Dillon's role was going to be enhanced with Aaron Jones out. The Packers put 24 points on the board without their four best offensive players. That, to me, is a very good sign. Because if you're able to put up 24 points against the Falcons defense, that is pretty improved from last year with a decent secondary and a pretty good front seven. That's a very good sign. Fully healthy, that team probably could have put up 35-plus points for the second straight week. And again, as I mentioned before, the run defense is atrocious. Folks, the Packers' run defense has been terrible since we've won the Super Bowl 13 years ago. Don't you get that? We went from Dom Capers to Mike Pettine to now Joe Barry. And now people are acting like that this is something that's new, that Joe Barry's tactics are outdated. Joe Barry was the defensive coordinator for the 0-16 Detroit Lions in 2008. Do you really think that he came in thinking, oh, we're going to be stopping the run. We're better defensively because the Packers got Joe Barry in here. The Falcons ran for 211 rushing yards that particular day. You got 124 from Bijan Robinson, 48 from Tyler Allgeier, 39 from Desmond Ridder. Now, I will say Atlanta used Robinson a lot more than I thought they would. They picked off other ones. They should have had, the Packers defensive back should have had 3 interceptions because Alexander dropped one on a 4th down and Quay Walker dropped one on a 3rd down. The Alexander one turned into points. the Walker one was able to turn into a touchdown. So you at least left 4 points on the scoreboard. And again, are we at all surprised by how poorly the run defense is? But overall, I feel like that myself, yes, obviously, it's frustrating that Green Bay lost, but it's a young team. They have the most rookies in the NFL this year, and they have, in my honest opinion, this is a fact. They have the youngest team in the NFL by far. Youngest team. I believe the average age is 23.3. I'd have to double check. That is very, very young for an NFL team. When you have Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Luke Musgrave, Tucker Kraft, Josiah DeGuara, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Josh Myers, Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon, all of these guys have been in the league for 5 years or less. They've used 12 of their last 13 first-round picks on defense, and it hasn't been working. The picks that you can say that have worked out definitely is Jaire Alexander. Rashawn Gary's a stud. He was hurt. We'll see how he is. It looks like that he's at least 75% of what he was before his torn ACL. You've got Quay Walker, who I like, but he's got to go ahead and just adjust his attitude a little bit. And you've got Devondre Campbell that they brought in. The other players that you've drafted, Lucas Van Ness, who got hurt. Still, the jury's out on him. Darnell Savage is up and he's down. He's a very good run-stuffing safety, but he does very, very poorly in pass coverage. Eric Stokes has been hurt on and off pretty much his entire career to this point. I mean, when is it going to stop with the defense? Now, again, there's a silver lining because Green Bay's offense performed incredibly well. And the other thing I'd like to point out as well, Green Bay's got New Orleans, which we'll have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ, and I'll be there covering the game. The Saints are going to be down their top two running backs. People should start waving the panic button for Joe Barry if they give up 200 yards to the Saints' third-string running back. And because New Orleans' offense has not performed very well, their defense is truly legit. Because they were able to hold Tennessee out of the end zone, they were able to hold Derrick Henry out of the end zone, and they were able to hold the Panthers out of the end zone for about the first three quarters all the way up until the Panthers scored in garbage time. So Sunday's game is going to be a defensive struggle, and these next two games, New Orleans and Detroit, is going to tell me a lot about where Green Bay season is going to go. If they win both games, we can start talking about potential division championship. If they split, we could talk about playoff berth. If they lose both these games, we can start talking about where they're going to finish in the division. That's what it boils down to, in my honest opinion. And again, these can all be corrected. Plus, everybody else in the NFC North lost this past week. Minnesota has gave up 34 points to Philadelphia. Their defense is still a big question mark. Chicago should be hitting the panic button right about now with how poorly they've been playing. And Detroit lost to Seattle in overtime. The NFC North is going to be up for grabs, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of who's going to be there to take it. The NFC teams that are still undefeated after 2 weeks, Dallas, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and San Francisco, I can tell you at least three of these teams are legit contenders. That's Philly, Dallas, and San Francisco. And every single one of them has a stifling defense. Philadelphia's offense is among the top five. San Francisco has a bunch of weapons elsewhere. Dallas's is up and down, but when it's on, it's very much on. I need to see more from Tampa, Atlanta, and Washington. Green Bay has Tampa coming up in December. Who knows what happens there? But it's still a long season, folks. We're only in week two. You have every right to be upset about Green Bay losing on Sunday. But you can go ahead and start raising the red flag and start showing the panic button if they lose to New Orleans. And they would have to get blown out, honestly. But I'm looking forward to these next two games. I want to see what Green Bay has in store against a stiff defense in New Orleans and against a high-powered offense also in Detroit. These next 2 weeks are going to tell me a lot about where this season is going to go for the Pack. That's my takeaway from Green Bay's game. Again, the Packers are 1-1 and take on New Orleans in their home opener this upcoming Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'll be there covering the game. We'll have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ. Pre-game coverage begins at 11:30 Sunday morning. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have ESPN Madison producer Alex Strofe stop by the show to talk about the Badgers game against Georgia Southern and what they need to do to prepare for their Big Ten season coming up with their opener coming on Purdue this Friday. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
The Goods Do It Express features a large selection of hunting products for the fall season. Check out Brian's selection of archery equipment, from crossbows to custom cut arrows. Choose from a variety of tree stands, the muddy enclosed hunting blind and ladder stands, ammunition, scopes, deer scents, feeds, hunting clothing, boots, and so much more. The Goods Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, ready for the fall hunting season.
Make sure your furnace is ready for the upcoming Northwoods winter with a Carrier Home Comfort System from Hilge's LP Gas. Bringing comfort to your home is Hilge's LP Gas of Tomahawk's top priority, and with a complete lineup of furnace systems, Carrier and Hilge's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable, healthy living environment. Remember last winter? Well, yeah, don't wait until the snow flies this year. Get your new Carrier furnace now. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilge's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or Hilge's.com online. Call Hilge's at 453-3505.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Located up at our studios here in Tomahawk, and hopefully it's a very trustworthy season here for the Wisconsin Badgers. Joining me right now, ESPN Madison producer Alex Stroff down to 100.5. He's also the host of the podcast Mr. Irrelevant, aired every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12:15, and available wherever you get your podcasts. Alex, welcome back to the show, man. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, anytime, Alex. Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Alex, you have been down in Madison, essentially working with ESPN Madison. You got a close-up look at the Badgers, closing out the non-conference season with a 35-14 win over Georgia Southern. Why don't you tell me your takeaway from Saturday's game?
Yeah, I mean, it was another slow start for the offense, which is something I think we all have our eyes on, going into conference play here on Friday. But overall, the defense forces six turnovers. I had the opportunity to catch up with linebacker CJ Getz yesterday, and he said he high school or college, he's never been a part of a game with a defense forcing six turnovers. So that's a fun one. And he said he also hasn't played on a Friday night like they will this week against Purdue since high school. So it's obviously a weird week, shorter week for the team to get ready for conference play, but they're going to, while they are the reigning Big Ten West champions, a team that has a lot of changes. New head coach in Walters, and obviously a lot of other changes at the helm there at Purdue. So should be a win for them, but the way their defense has started out the first three games of the season, it was a slow grind, and eventually they found the rhythm in the second half. Third quarter has been the time for Bucky this year, but as they get into the month of October with teams like Iowa and Ohio State on the schedule, they got to start faster. So I think that's what we all have our eyes on down here.
Yeah, obviously we'll get into the matchup with Purdue in just a few minutes here. Alex, you mentioned Green Bay's defense, six turnovers, including five interceptions of Georgia Southern. What do you think led to the defense having their best performance of the season to date so far?
Yeah, it was the worst team they played this season, I think, frankly. And obviously, the opposing quarterback, blanking on his name, but he threw some really nice balls, right? He had a rope on a few of those balls for deep passes that were beautiful completions. But he was also a little wild at points, right? I mean, Hunter Wohler had a really nice pick. CJ Getz, who I just mentioned, had his first career interception. So I just think it was a lesser opponent, and the defense has found its rhythm under a new scheme. So probably a parallel, or a little bit of both. Two things can be true, right, Alex? So
yeah.
I think it was both of those things, but I don't expect a 6-turnover game against Hudson Card and Purdue coming up
on
Friday.
I would definitely agree. Again, that Georgia Southern quarterback Davis Brin is who you're thinking of.
Thank you.
Davis Brin.
Yes.
So, again, we're talking here with Alex Strove, producer from ESPN Madison, 100.5. It's been a shaky start to the season, needless to say, Alex, for this Badger offense. Obviously, you got a bunch of new pieces in. You got Tanner Mordecai in. You've got a bunch of transfers coming in at receivers like C.J. Williams, Will Pauling, and obviously the new head coach in Luke Fickell and Phil Longo as your offensive coordinator. What do you think needs to change for them offensively?
I mean, it's a really good question. If I had the answer for you, I'd probably be on the coaching staff rather than talking about them, right? I view it this way. I mean, you can't forget that these most of the players on this team are recruits of Paul Chryst in the Paul
yes.
Chryst offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the things operated for years past. So running the ball cannot be forgotten. And the Braylon Allen situation is a really unique one, obviously. Didn't see a ton of time in a Washington State game
right.
years ago. And he really didn't see a ton of attempts until the second half against Georgia Southern on Saturday. So
mm-hmm.
I think just continuing to pound the rock, but also allow that to open things up for Tanner Mordecai, who has a good arm. He's a good quarterback.
Yes, he does.
I've been impressed with him for 3 weeks. So I think it's a little bit of everything. Stick to what you know, but at the end of the day, this is a new system. This is a system that a lot of these players, despite the ones you named, like Mordecai and some of the receivers, weren't recruited to play in, right? I mean, this,
mm-hmm.
this is much different than what Paul Chryst and company were running in years past. So I think it just takes time to get comfortable, more so than just practices and walkthroughs and scrimmages against, the scout team. So I just think it takes time to get into rhythm. But ultimately, what needs to change is they need to start faster. They need to get points on the board early as they get into Big Ten play.
Alex, you mentioned obviously at the beginning of the season when we first talked is that chemistry could have been an issue to begin this upcoming season. How long do you think it will take before this Badger offense finally comes together? Are we expecting maybe 1 week, 2 weeks?
I do not have a good pulse or answer on that, to be real honest with you, Alex. I'll tell you this, right? Like, I would hope it's soon if this team wants to live up to the expectations they set for themselves, right? I mean, Jim Radike was telling us before the season he didn't think 11 wins was enough for them. That's the most they can win now in the regular season now. They get to a Big Ten championship game, and obviously a bowl game, and they can win a max of 13 or 14 if they somehow get into the college football playoff, which obviously is incredibly unlikely now with a loss to Washington State on the schedule. But I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is. You would hope by Georgia Southern, likely the weakest opponent on your schedule, right?
Yeah.
You could probably chalk a slow start against Buffalo up to it's the first game of the season.
Yes.
You can chalk up a slow start against Washington State up to, hey, this is a tougher opponent. It's a tougher game.
Washington State, by the way, is now
home,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Washington State's now ranked 21 in the country. Just so you know.
Right. It's a good team, right?
Yeah, it
so
is.
You can chalk that up to them being a better team than Buffalo. But when you go to week three at home against Georgia Southern, you hope they're putting points up on the board. They were tied at halftime with a touchdown on the board. So you'd hope they'd have it figured out by now. But I don't know when they will. Hopefully Friday, but I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about Friday. You alluded to it, Alex. We're talking here with Alex Strove, producer for ESPN Madison, here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. They go to Purdue Friday night. Wisconsin has had Purdue's number over the last few seasons.
Yep.
It's been a long time since they won, but this is obviously a new team. You still got Hudson Cardin at quarterback for the Boilermakers. What does Wisconsin need to do to open the conference season with a win, in your opinion?
They just need to play their game, right? I mean, they have a nice ease into their Big Ten schedule with obviously Purdue this week, then the bye week, and then hosting Rutgers. And Purdue should be, compared to last year especially, down this year. So it's just do your thing. Get that rhythm under your belt and get a win. So defensively, do what you always do. It just because there's a new coordinator doesn't mean your defensive identity changes, right? You're still trying to win in the trenches. Your linebackers can win you some games, and they've proven to do that so far. So defensively, same old offensively, pound the rock, you're going to win.
Again, Wisconsin takes on Purdue at Rossade Stadium in West Lafayette, Indiana. Kickoff at 6 o'clock Friday on Fox Sports 1. Alex Strove here at ESPN Madison on WJJQ. Alex, we're going to keep you around for a bit. After the break, we're going to talk some Packers. How does that sound?
Sounds great to me, my friend. Look forward to it.
Yeah, all right. We're going to go ahead, take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Alex Drove sticking around here. He's the producer for ESPN Madison 100.5. Also, he hosts his own podcast called Mr. Irrelevant. You can check it out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12:15, and also available wherever you get your podcasts. So, Alex, let's go ahead and dive right into the Packers. Obviously, I mentioned it earlier. They lost 25-24 to Atlanta on Sunday. What do you think was the biggest reason why Green Bay lost this game?
Oh, the defense collapsing has to be reason number one, right? I mean, the offense didn't do many favors. I imagine those guys were exhausted being out there drive after drive. The offense could barely muster up a first down in the fourth quarter, obviously. Jordan Love, his least impressive quarter of football since he's become the full-time starter as the Packers. But, look, it comes down to the defense. It comes down to Joe Barry. You can't allow Bijan Robinson to get loose, and that happened far too much in the fourth quarter. Bijan Robinson, generational talent, going to be a really good back.
Yes.
What I would imagine will be a really long time in the NFL. So it's the defense, ultimately, is what happened, and being unable to stop Bijan Robinson. You wanted to make the game plan, don't let Desmond Ridder beat you, and they didn't. It came down to that. You can't allow 13 points in the fourth quarter.
No, you cannot. And, Alex, it seems like that we have been at this, you know, essentially saying this song and dance for the last 13 years since Green Bay won the Super Bowl. When is the run defense going to be corrected? Dom Capers couldn't get it done. You know, you had Mike Pettine in there, which he was, you know, pretty good, but Green Bay felt like that they could do better, which I get. And now you've got Joe Barry in there, and Joe Barry just seems like that he, I don't know if his techniques are outdated or if they're just not putting players in the right spots. What do you think is the biggest reason why this run defense has struggled?
I think you just said it. I think it's the same old, and that despite the fact that they wanted to or did or whatever the hell happened to change up the scheme a little bit, it hasn't helped them. I think Sunday was the first example of death by a million cuts, right? Atlanta knew it was working. They kept going back to it, and ultimately it won them a football game and a game they shouldn't have won. 24 points should be enough for, you know, the Packers offense puts up 24 points in a week. That should be enough.
Yes.
You have 8 first-round picks invested, 7 of which are playing. Obviously, Eric Stokes still out with that Lisfranc injury. But ultimately, this is a team that, if they put up 24 points, that defense should be able to hold them within games. If they're playing, I wouldn't say subpar, but mediocre offenses like Atlanta's at this point, right? They'll be really good in a couple of years. But it's really young, like the Packers is. So, I just think it's the same old story. I don't think there's a big – I mean, if you want to point to the most obvious reason, Alex, the defensive coordinator hasn't changed. And Matt LaFleur, of course, is the one that makes that decision. And he had a really good opportunity last year when they missed the playoffs, and he didn't pull the trigger on firing Joe Barry. So we might have a couple of those schematic issues that they've had in years past under the direction of Joe Barry.
And 211 rushing yards from Atlanta this past Sunday. Bijan Robinson. Way too much. Bijan Robinson at 124 of them, which looks like is a front early front runner for NFL Rookie of the Year. Talking here with Alex Stroph, ESPN Madison producer for 100.5. Alex, let's focus in on Jordan Love really quickly here. He's got 396 passing yards and 6 touchdowns, 118 passer rating, tied for the league lead in touchdowns for 2 weeks with Kirk Cousins. His passer rating is towards the top as well. What have you thought of Love's performance for the first 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, to say I'm impressed would be an understatement. I think the expectations for Love, at least, you know, if we were to be talking prior to training camp, so about 2 months ago, were, yeah, I don't know what he's going to be. It's a big stinking question mark. And I think through 2 weeks, especially 7 of the 8 quarters, you've been super impressed with his ability to not put the ball in danger. He only did it once against Atlanta, did it 0 times against Chicago. As you mentioned, he leads the league in touchdowns, and he's the only quarterback with 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. So he's been impressive. I mean, you still want to see some improvement on the completion percentage. I think it's right around that 55% area.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm impressed. He's running the LaFleur offense. And when Matt LaFleur was hired, it was all about his offensive ingenuity and creativeness. And he's done a nice job with that. And Love is a guy that will listen to him and manage the game. And, you know, the thought of a game manager quarterback is something Packers fans aren't used to, right?
Because
you had two of the all-time guys when it comes to ingenuity and freelancing and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers back-to-back. But Love just needs to follow his offensive genius coach, and he's done that for 2 weeks. They should be 2-0. They're 1-1 coming back home to play the New Orleans Saints, who, again, a good team, but not a great team, a team you should probably beat on your home field. So it's been a fascinating watch. I'm not going to sit here and put a gold jacket on him or tell you he should win the MVP,
but
he's been impressive for 2 weeks.
Alex, I think the biggest thing to also focus in on is that last, you know, in the opener against the Bears, he was without Christian Watson. This week, mm-hmm. he was without Watson, Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari, mm-hmm. and Elgton Jenkins for the final 3 quarters of that game. He was without, essentially, you can make a case, the 4 best offensive players on this Packer team, and he still found a way to put 24 points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think you could make more than a case.
Yeah.
Those are the 4 best offensive players, right? I think those are the 4 best offensive players. And, you know, I talked about it on Mr. Relevant on Monday. I'm not a big believer in moral victories, but if you are, I think Sunday should be one for the Packers offense.
Sure.
I was super impressed with his ability to make something out of nothing, right? I mean, and you've got to be really excited about the development, quick development, of some of those young pass catchers. Those 3 touchdowns he threw on Sunday went to 2 of them to Jaden Reed, who's a rookie.
Yep.
The other one went to Dontavian Wicks,
yes,
a rookie. And another guy who I've been really impressed with for 2 weeks and throughout the entirety of training camp is Luke Musgrave, the rookie tight end. So,
there you go.
We knew this was going to be a weird year. We knew it was going to be a lot of youth. The youth movement is what we dubbed it. And through 2 weeks, the young guys on offense have come through, outside of one of the older guys, but not old at all, A.J. Dillon, who I think a lot of people are disappointed with after last week.
Well, let's go ahead and focus in here on this upcoming Sunday, Alex. We're talking with Alex Stroph here from ESPN Madison 100.5. Also, again, the host of Mr. Irrelevant. He airs at 12:15 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on ESPN Madison 100.5, also available wherever you get your podcasts. They've got the Saints coming up, does Green Bay, this upcoming Sunday, Alex. And the Saints are going to be without Alvin Kamara, and it sounds like they're going to be without Jamal Williams as well. What do you think Green Bay needs to do to come away with the victory Sunday?
Well, I don't know who their third-string running back is, Alex, but he better not go for 140-plus yards like Bijan Robinson did a week ago.
That's a very fair point, yes.
otherwise, it's just let Jordan Love continue to be Jordan Love. Hopefully he can throw another 3 touchdowns because that put them in a really good position to win. But you hope Jair can slow down Chris Olave. I would imagine they'll be matched up for a majority of the game. And, you know, Derek Carr is not Desmond Ridder.
No, he's not.
Definitely not Justin Fields. He's a better quarterback than both of those guys.
This is
the biggest quarterback test they've faced so far this season. But ultimately, I think 24, 27 points wins you the game, and I think Jordan Love in that offense, especially if Christian Watson is back,
yes,
and potentially Aaron Jones is back, that should be, you know, easy squeezy lemon, easy peasy lemon squeezy. There we go. Second type of term. So that's the way I do it. I don't think it's very complicated.
And Packers kick off at noon. We'll have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ. I'll be in attendance covering the game from the press box. Also, 97.3, the game producer, Hunter Baumgart, will be joining me also up there in the box as well. Again, ESPN Madison 100.5 producer Alex Stroph, also the host of Mr. Relevant, again, aired every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on ESPN Madison 100.5 at 12:15 or wherever you get your podcast. Alex, thank you once again for joining me.
Yeah, anytime, buddy. Thanks.
Yep. You have a great day, man.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Alex Stroph from ESPN Madison 100.5, thank you very much for joining me. Coming up on the second half of the Sports Cue, we'll sit down with Tomahawk head volleyball coach Katie Denton, get her thoughts on the team's midway point of the season. I'll tell you what the Brewers' magic number is and what they need to do to clinch the National League Central. And we'll also give you my NFL Week 3 predictions. That's all coming up on the second half of the Sports Cue here on Northwood's 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It is 77 degrees, 6 o'clock, time for news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A border town in Texas had declared a state of emergency as migrant crossings top 8,000 a day. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in El Paso.
We are inside a migrant support center run by the county of El Paso, and they're getting about 600 people on average coming through here every day, a reflection of the spike in numbers at the border. The majority of the people here, I'm being told, are from Venezuela, and what they do here is they're released from federal custody with an asylum appointment, and then they're trying to figure out how to get potentially to a relative or to their next destination on a bus or on an airplane.
More than 110,000 asylum seekers have been sent to sanctuary cities across the country since last spring. Auto worker strikes are still going strong outside plants in Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan.
I just know as Ford employees, we work really hard and we're just trying to get what we deserve.
We just want a fair deal. It's something that will take care of our families, not just today, but in the future. This used to be the choice job. It used to be the job that you had, that you wanted to have, one of the big three. You were set for life. And now you can't live.
Stellantis announced today it's cutting hundreds of workers in two states during strikes. GM idled a plant in Kansas. No change today on the federal interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt.
It follows nearly a dozen increases. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The Fed is content to leave the federal funds rate at a range of 5.25% to 5.5% for the next 2 months, as it takes time to assess the impact of high rates on inflation and the economy. Worries over high inflation persist at the central bank, and it's still forecasting the possibility of one more quarter-point rate hike before the end of the year.
You can request more test kits ahead of an expected COVID surge this fall. Reporter Alexander Tin.
The Biden administration says it is planning to reopen covidtest.gov for another round of four free rapid tests for each household. Americans will be able to request the test starting Monday, September 25.
It has been 12 years now since the military repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but there's a new effort now to correct wrongful discharges. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Many veterans say they have been wrongly denied benefits over the years. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks.
We are announcing that DOD will, for the first time, begin proactively reviewing the military records of veterans discharged because of their sexual orientation.
And if your kid plays Fortnite, you could get a refund. Epic Games has to pay $37 million in penalties for violating children's privacy. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Your sandwich could be a choking hazard.
This retro craft commercial shows how easy it is to add American cheese to your favorite sandwich.
Start with 2 slices of American singles. They're individually wrapped, so they're easy to open.
But Kraft Heinz says the wrapping may be too easy to eat and choke on because of an issue with one of its wrapping machines that makes it possible for a thin slice of film to stay on the cheese, even after you think you've unwrapped it. Heinz Kraft says the machine's been fixed, but it's recalling some 83,000 cases of its Kraft Singles processed American cheese, just in case. Peter King, CBS News.
Airbnb's cracking down on fake listings. As of today, the company says it's removed 59,000 bogus listings and blocked another 157,000 from joining the site this year. Fake listings and high cleaning fees are among some of the issues customers are complaining about. Many fees have been lowered or removed. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio News Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're currently tuned into the Sports Queue here on WJJQ. It's 80 degrees under sunny skies. Here's Tony Schumacher with your weather forecast.
The forecast for the Northwoods tonight looking pretty nice, partly cloudy, comfortable for this time of the year, low at 53, patchy fog possible. Tomorrow, look for partly cloudy skies. It should be on the warm side, high in the upper 70s to near 80, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the late afternoon. Friday, variably cloudy and mild, spotty showers and storms possible in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Saturday, mixed skies and mild, chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm, high 74. Sunday, variably cloudy, 30% chance of some showers or a storm, high 72, and Monday still a chance of some showers, cooling down with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. Currently joining me is Tomahawk Hatchet head volleyball coach Katie Denton. Katie, welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining me once again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. We're at about the midway point of the season so far. What have you thought of your team's performance so far this year?
I think that this team has showed a lot of heart and grit and fought tooth and nail to get all the wins that they have, and it's been really exciting to kind of witness and be a part of.
So your team has fared pretty well against great Northern Conference opponents so far this year. You've defeated Antigo, you've defeated Lakeland, and then you went 2-1 in the first half of the Great Northern Conference tournament down in Antigo last weekend. What do you think went well for your team on Saturday?
I think on Saturday, their focus was to work together, be good teammates, have fun playing volleyball, execute the plays, and really take it seriously and take it to our opponents. And that was exciting to see.
Again, talking here with Tomahawk head volleyball coach Katie Denton here on the Sports Queue on WJJQ. Your team is still below 500 this year despite some of the big wins that you've had. What do you think needs to change more than anything?
I think we're continually working on minimizing our errors. And so once we are able to lessen and lessen the errors that we make that are unforced, then we will prevail and things will really start looking up. I think another thing that we probably need to tighten up on is just the straight discipline. Sometimes when things start getting a little bit more intense, then we kind of lean in on our not super great habits. And so we're really working towards making sure that they're leaning into the good habits that they've created this season.
You obviously have mentioned that this is a gritty team. This is also a very veteran team as well. You have a lot of seniors on the squad. How have these seniors responded to essentially being leaders for this team?
I think each of them have led in their own unique ways. I also think that one of our leaders isn't a senior. During the Lakeland game, Claire Albert just kind of came out of her shell and said, I want to win, let's win. And she kind of took the reins and led her team to that victory. She was a big part in motivating and inspiring the team to never say die, never give up. And that's kind of what got us to that 28-26 victory. So it was pretty cool to see her step up into that role.
Again, that was Tomahawk defeating Lakeland 3-2 last Tuesday. We're talking here with Katie Denton, head coach for Tomahawk Volleyball here on the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Katie, looking at the schedule the rest of the way, you've got a competitive schedule coming up, including the second half of the Great Northern Conference Tournament, which you host here. What will you be looking for as we start to head into the second half of the season?
I think what I'm looking for is those leaders to continue leading through execution. Macy Jankowicz has kind of taken that leadership role in the middle. She has learned a lot of new skills this year. She's refined the skills she had. She is very athletic. She's a never say die kind of girl too. And she will get out there and game with the best of them. So it's kind of fun to watch that unfold throughout the season. And then I think with our setter, Chloe, she's really trying to advance our offense. She's trying to diversify some sets. We're trying to add in some more plays. So as we get to the second half of the season, we're going to see things start to change and advance and look a little different.
So let's go ahead and talk about your next matchup that you have coming up. It's on Thursday. You've got a quad here at home, and you compete with a couple of really good teams that you played Antigo already once this year. You've also got Newman Catholic and Prentice that come to town, your old stomping grounds, as a matter of fact.
I know.
What do you think you need to do to have a good night Thursday night?
I think, as with any night, to have a good night, we need to make sure our energy is in the right spot and that we execute and minimize our errors and then play very defensively sound. And our passing's got to be there in order for everything to develop. So it all starts with the pass, who our libero, Sammy, she's kind of leading the back line there, and she has been really integral part of the defense. She is leading our team in digs. She's actually coming upon a career record, which will be 1,000 digs. She's about 100 away from those, so we're kind of keeping an eye on that. So she's been an asset back there for us to, you know, make the points that we need to make. So there's all these different contributors to this team. It's hard to name only a few because everybody has been having their moments throughout this season. So it's really, that's been a joy to watch.
We'll keep an eye on that milestone, by the way, as the season starts to wind down. Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Katie?
I'm excited to have another opportunity to play. This group, like I said, is gritty. They're going to fight. They're going to claw. They're going to do what they need to do. And I just love to get out there and coach them and see what they got.
Again, Tomahawks Quad begins with a match at Antigo Thursday night. First serve is at 5 o'clock. Katie Denton, head Tomahawk volleyball coach. Katie, thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Find sugar, spice, and everything nice blended into Dairy Queen's Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough Blizzard. While this flavor is a hit year-round, something about fall calls for a cinnamon sugar combo. Brought back by popular demand, this limited-time treat mixes chewy chunks of Snickerdoodle cookie dough and flavors of cinnamon and sugar into their world-famous vanilla soft serve. There's a reason why this is a top requested flavor. Dairy Queen, open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., located on North 4th Street, overlooking the Wisconsin River.
It is Ram Power Days and Egg Season at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side. Take advantage of over 19 new 2023 Ram Heavy Duty trucks. Receive $1,500 bonus cash on new 2023 Ram 2500 models and an additional $1,000 on select inventory units. On-the-job rebates still apply for small business owners. Also, during Ram Power Days, new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn and Laramie units receive up to $4,000 in total incentives or 2.9% for 72 months. During Jeep Adventure Days, new 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L Limited get up to $5,500 in incentives. The popular 10% off MSRP promotion on new 2023 Jeep Compass and Renegade has been extended. The new 2023 Gladiators are now included in the 10% off MSRP. Lots going on during the Ram Power Days and Jeep Adventure Days at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side. Just minutes from Wausau, Merrill, and Medford. Financed with Chrysler Capital to approved credit. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. A little bit of Tom Petty for you on this Wednesday. Tom Petty is one of those artists that I honestly wish I could have seen live before he passed away. I think it's been 6 or 7 years since he died. It's really sad. But you know what isn't sad? The Brewers. Let's get into some baseball, shall we?
Here he comes, and that one's deep, right center, Christian Yelich has tied it up!
All right, let's get right into this here, shall we? So the Brewers have been playing some really good baseball over the last few weeks, and I have to say, obviously we chat with Hunter Baumgart last week about this. The Brewers' motto has been essentially to win series, and that is what they've done. Brewers' magic number currently to clinch the National League Central is 6, which means not highly likely, but pretty likely that we'll talk about the Brewers as National League Central champions for the first time since 2021 and the second time in the last 3 years on the show this time next week. And again, series victories have been the name of the game. 7 of the last 9 series for the Brewers have been wins. Texas, Minnesota, San Diego, Philadelphia, Yankees, Miami, and Washington. And they're getting them done it with great pitching and small ball, something that has been a theme for this team. They've been beating teams that they should beat. Which is why they've distanced themselves from the Cubs, and the Cubs have seemed to come back down to earth with series losses to teams like Arizona and San Francisco. They had a 5-2 homestand, obviously, over this last week. They're currently out in St. Louis. The highlight of that was Mark Canha's grand slam. My goodness, that grand slam gave me goosebumps Friday night. I am not kidding. That grand slam, I think it was Saturday, gave me goosebumps that night. That reminded me of Ryan Braun's game-winning grand slam in the 10th inning against Pittsburgh. I got goosebumps from it. Got big goosebumps from it. That was back in 08 with the Brewers on the verge of clinching a playoff spot for the first time since 1982. Now, this doesn't end a long drought, but my goodness, September baseball is so much fun to watch. Everybody expected the Brewers to be in the mix here, and now they are just a few wins away and a few Cubs losses away, if you want to combine the two, from clinching the National League Central. They're going to need either a combination of 6 between Brewers wins and Cubs losses in order to win. And just to show you how dominant they have been, especially defensively, let me give you some rankings for you. They are first in hits allowed with 7.5. First in batting average allowed, .226. That attributes to the pitching as well. They're tied for 2nd in all of baseball in runs allowed. WHIP, if you don't know what WHIP is, WHIP is walks and hits per inning pitched. They are 3rd in that at 1.18. They're also tied for 7th in fielding with .987 and 4th in ERA with .380. That goes to show you how good the pitching has been. They're now tied for 16th in runs scored, which, again, it's middle of the pack, but it is definitely a lot better from where they were to begin the year. They're 10th in stolen bases. They have a 121 with 121. Their OBP is tied for 18th, which again isn't good, but it's again a far cry from where they were previously. Some individual rankings for you. 2 Brewers pitchers also are in the top 10 in strikeouts. Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns. Peralta's got 200. Burns has 190. That is 6th in all of baseball for Peralta. Burns is his 14th. Devin Williams, 4th in all of baseball. 4th in the National League, excuse me, in saves. Behind David Bednar for Pittsburgh, Duvall from San Francisco, and Diaz tied for 5th in all of baseball. And William Contreras has been Milwaukee's best offensive player. 10th in National League batting average, 9th in National League runs scored from Christian Yelich, and also tied for 8th in stolen bases. This Brewers team, they are not winning with home runs, which is what we thought they would heading into the season. They are winning with small ball, timely hitting, which will win you a lot of games in the postseason. I don't know if it'll win them a World Series. That's a lot to ask with how difficult the competition is, especially in the National League when you've got Atlanta and the Dodgers waiting for you. What I can tell you is that I think the Brewers have a very good shot to make some noise in this series. And they can do it with their pitching, their defense, and timely hitting. Those 3 ingredients are the key to a deep playoff run in the baseball postseason. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Coming up after the break, we'll recap some football scores. And then later on, I'll be making my Week 3 predictions for the NFL.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Schuette Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for Excavating, Trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuney Construction of Tomahawk.
Premier Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox dealer, wants to make people feel comfortable in their homes and businesses. Lennox makes the air cooler, warmer, drier, cleaner, and better with innovative systems that are exceptionally quiet and energy efficient to save you money. Ask about the buy one and get one free special on a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat with the qualifying purchase of a heating and cooling unit. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating and air conditioning needs and great service after the sale with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Let's go ahead and quickly recap top 25 matchups in college football from last week. Thursday night, Miami, Florida knocked out Bethune-Cookman College 48-7. Number 14, LSU. Seems like they're returning to form. They knock off Mississippi State 41-14. One of the biggest surprises, by the way, Missouri over 15th-ranked Kansas State on Saturday. Missouri winning with a last-second 61-yard field goal, 30-27. Florida State was given a lot of trouble by Boston College, but ultimately came away with the win, 31-29. Number 7, Penn State knocks off Illinois, 30-13. And number 12, Utah knocks off Weber State, 31-7. Number 9, Notre Dame over Central Michigan, 41-17. Number 25, Iowa over Western Michigan, 41-10. Number 16, Oregon State over San Diego State, 26-9. Number 21, Duke over Northwestern, 38-14. Number 19, Oklahoma over Tulsa, 66-17. Number 10, Alabama struggling against USF, South Florida, but ultimately coming away with the win 17-3. Number 1, Georgia, given a little bit of trouble against South Carolina, still was able to pull it out, 24-14. Number 20, North Carolina over Minnesota, 31-13. Number 6, Ohio State. That is a dominant win from them. They've been looking for one of those, knocking off Western Kentucky 63-10. Number 8, Washington knocking off Michigan State 41-7. Number 24, UCLA over North Carolina Central 59-7. Number 23, Washington State over Northern Colorado 64-21. Upset of the night was number 13, Tennessee falling to Florida 29-16. Number 2, Michigan over Bowling Green 31-6. Number 17, Ole Miss over Georgia Tech, 48-23. Number 4, Texas over Wyoming, 31-10. Number 13, Oregon absolutely putting the clamps on Hawaii, 55-10. And probably the chippiest game of the weekend, Colorado State. Number 18, Colorado knocks off Colorado State. Took them double overtime to get it, 43-35. Let's now go ahead and take a look at the top 25 matchups for college football this week. And boy, there are a lot of good ones. We have, count them up, 6 top 25 matchups for you in college football.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
No, I am not. And definitely.
Are you ready for football?
Because I am definitely ready for football this weekend. Whoa, boy, it's going to be a good weekend. Number 19, Oklahoma opens against Cincinnati. Number 4, Florida State is in Clemson. Number 2, Michigan's against Rutgers. Number 20, Miami takes on Temple. First top 25 matchup of the day will be number 13, Alabama against number 15, Ole Miss. Second top 25 matchup, number 19, Colorado at number 10, Oregon. Boy, that is going to be a good one. I am looking forward to that. Number 21, Duke has UConn. Third top 25 matchup of the week, number 22, UCLA at number 11, Utah. Pac-12 representing in the top 25 this week. Number 23, Tennessee at home against UTSA. Number 12, LSU at home against Arkansas. Number 25, Florida taking on Charlotte. Another top 25 matchup. This one in the Pac-12 as well. And this is a really, really interesting one. Number 14, Oregon State at number 21, Washington State. That is going to be another fun matchup to look out for. Number 1, Georgia at home against UAB. Number 3, Texas on the road against Baylor. And probably the best matchup of the night, the one that's going to get the most views, a top 10 showdown in South Bend. Number 6, Ohio State at number 9, Notre Dame. That is going to be a fun matchup. I'm definitely looking forward to that one. I'm going to have to flip the TV, you know, back and forth to see if I could get this game. Then can I watch this game? I have to put it up in multi-view to watch all these matchups. And the last top 25 matchup on the schedule, number 24, Iowa opening Big Ten play against number 7, Penn State. Other matchups of the day include number 17, North Carolina at Pittsburgh. That'll be a pretty interesting matchup. Number 8, Washington at home against California. And number 5, USC against Arizona State. Now recapping week 2 in the NFL, the scores from last week, Philadelphia over Minnesota 34-28. Atlanta over Green Bay 25-24. Indianapolis over Houston 31-20. Seattle knocking off Detroit in overtime. I told you about Seattle, did I not? 37-31. Kansas City over Jacksonville 17-9. Buffalo over Vegas 38-10. Tampa Bay going to 2-0, surprising Chicago 27-17. Again, the Bears may have to press the panic button sooner rather than later. Baltimore over Cincinnati 27-24. San Francisco over the Rams 30-23. Giants over Cardinals 31-28. Washington over Denver 35-33. Dallas over the Jets 30-10. Miami 24, New England 17. New Orleans 20, Carolina 17. And Pittsburgh over Cleveland 26-22. Those are the results from NFL Week 2. I ended up going 10-6 this week. It's still not as good as last week, but I will definitely take the win. So, that's a look at these scores from across NCAA Football Week 3 and NFL Week 2. Coming up after the break, Week 3 predictions for the NFL. You're listening to The Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to The Sports Q on WJJQ.
Deals upon deals at Tomahawk Furniture and Gun. Recliners and love seats from $299, sofas at $399, and king mattress sets starting at $399. You also get your choice of a box spring or platform frame with every mattress set. Check out their showroom at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue to see their rustic bedroom and living room displays, as well as clearance and used furniture. On top of that, they have all kinds of guns and ammo. Shop online at tomahawkfurnitureandguns.com and try it before you buy it. At Tomahawk Furniture and Gun, downtown Tomahawk, right next to the Pine Tree Supper Club. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Come on, come on, choose, have the motion for you.
This is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. Health and Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health and Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on, come on, choose Health in Motion for you.
The Auto House in Tomahawk is your trusted destination for top-of-the-line vehicles and exceptional service. They're here to help you get ready for fall and winter driving season, and yes, it's that time of year. With a rich history, Gary and his Auto House family have been offering service to our Northwoods communities for over 40 years, and you're invited to check out the Auto House inventory with the best selection of vehicles in the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, there's over 40 units to choose from. That makes your journey to find the perfect vehicle enjoyable, and more importantly, stress-free. If you need a temporary ride, Gary has you covered with a selection of rental vehicles, and if you need service on your existing vehicle or to get it ready for fall and winter driving, make an appointment with the ASC certified technician at the Auto House, doing business the right way. The Auto House on North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net, at the Auto House in Tomahawk.
Nothing like a little Led Zeppelin here on WJJQ. Welcome back to the Sports Q. Great to have you with us here on this wonderful Wednesday. And now the time has come for our Week 3 NFL predictions. What do you say we jump right into it? All right, so the Thursday night game is going to be between the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Giants. The Giants are likely going to be without Saquon Barkley this Thursday, so I got the Niners winning pretty easily by 17. Packers against the Saints. Again, yours truly will be there covering the game. We'll also have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ. We'll also have the Thursday night broadcast, by the way. Packers-Saints, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, but I think Green Bay will ultimately prevail. The thing to keep an eye on is how well Jordan Love will play against Derek Carr as well as Cameron Jordan in that Saints defense. I got Green Bay winning by 7. Ravens and Indianapolis Colts. No idea if Anthony Richardson's going to go for Indy, so that leaves them a little bit hampered offensively. They performed well with Gardner Minshew, but it was against Houston. I'm going to take Baltimore to get their first win of the season here by 10. Detroit at home against Atlanta. Detroit coming off an overtime loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Again, Atlanta knocking off Green Bay last week. I got Detroit winning this game. I think that they're the better team. The key for them, again, is going to be able to stop Bijan Robinson. Is he going to have a repeat performance like he did against Green Bay last week? I got the Lions winning by 7. Miami and Denver. Denver losing on a heartbreak last week. Missed two-point conversion. Miami currently 2-0. I think this is going to be a very competitive game, but I think the Dolphins are just the better team. I got them winning by just 1, though. Buffalo against Washington. Bills at 1-1. Commanders surprising everybody with a 2-0 start. I don't think it will last, though, because Buffalo, I think, is just a better team. I got Buffalo winning by 9, 30-21. New England at the Jets. Again, if Aaron Rodgers was playing, I'd probably pick Jets to win this game. I'm going to take the Patriots to get their first win of the season. I think that their defense will perform well against Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones does not have to do much, in my opinion, to get this win. New England winning by 7. Chargers and Vikings. This will probably be a shootout because both teams have been struggling mightily defensively, and both teams have put forth a lot of points on offense. I got the Chargers winning, though, and Minnesota falling to 0-3. Chargers win 38-35. It'll be a very high-scoring game. Jacksonville against Houston. That'll be Jacksonville getting the win, in my opinion, against the Houston Texans. Again, Houston has had Jacksonville's number a little bit over the last few years, but I think it will change. CJ Stroud has struggled mightily to begin the season. I don't think he's had a lot of help, and I do think that Jacksonville's offense will wake up, as will their defense. I got Jacksonville winning by 8. Let's now go to Cleveland. We got Cleveland starting at 1-1, Tennessee at 1-1 as well. Browns and Titans should be a pretty evenly matched game. I initially thought that Cleveland was going to win this game because I was under the impression that Nick Chubb would play. But since he's going to be out for what is likely the rest of the season, I think I'm going to go with Tennessee in this one. And you know what? I take that back. Let's go with Cleveland. I got them winning by 1. Got Seattle and Carolina. Matchup of Geno Smith and Bryce Young, a quarterback that has had a renaissance season against a rookie. I think that Bryce Young, you can make a mistake that he's struggling a little bit. You can make an excuse for him because he's still a rookie. But I ultimately have Seattle winning this game by 6. Kansas City and Chicago. This is America's game of the week. This is also going to be America's bloodbath of the week. I would be incredibly surprised if this game was within 3 scores. I got the Chiefs putting up 45 points, waking up their offense, and defeating the Bears by 24. Dallas at Arizona. Again, Arizona surprised some people with their play. They've lost 2 very close games. I don't think that this game will be as close. I got the Cowboys winning by 13. I think their defense also scores. Vegas and Pittsburgh. This is a Sunday night game. We will have the broadcast of this one for you here on WJJQ. Jimmy Garoppolo and the Raiders look to bounce back after getting absolutely detonated by Buffalo last week. Pittsburgh coming off a rather ugly win against Cleveland on Monday night. I got the Raiders winning this game. I think the Raiders have a better offense than Pittsburgh, even though I think Pittsburgh's defense is better. I think that the Raiders' offense will be more dynamic against the Steelers' defense. I got Devontae Adams. You know, he's obviously a question mark with a concussion. I think Jacoby Myers will be back. I got the Raiders winning by 7. Matchup of 2-0 teams. One surprising, one not so. Defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is going to be an entertaining game. I'm looking forward to it, and I got Philadelphia winning this one. I think it's going to be a very, very high-scoring game, more high-scoring than I think people realize. I got Philadelphia winning 35-27. And then the final game of the night, we'll have the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay game for you, by the way, here on WJJQ for a broadcast. Rams at Cincinnati. This is a matchup of Super Bowl 56. The Rams have performed incredibly well. I'm making this pick on the assertion that Joe Burrow is going to play. I'm going to take the Bengals to win and get their first win of the season, 30-28. I think the Rams' offense has been performing incredibly well. Their defense has been left a little bit to be desired against San Francisco. I think that they'll have the same struggles. I think Cincinnati gets their first win of the season at home, 30-28. Those are our NFL predictions here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I will be back to wrap up the sports queue right after this.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Cube with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Work with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm PJ at Crossbridge Community Bank. I take pride in knowing my customers and knowing their businesses. It's just one of those things that makes banking with us different. Local means we shop at your stores and eat at your restaurants. We know when it's your busy season and when you have a moment to take a breath. We want to be your partner in success and offer guidance when you need it most. Crossbridge Community Bank puts purpose first. Whether it's the beginning of your business dreams or time for your retirement, let us be there alongside you. Visit us in downtown Tomahawk, downtown Merrill, or online at crossbridge.bank.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Foley's Tree Service, caring for your trees since 1980. This is Ted Foley, ISA certified arborist and second generation family owner. Our employees are trained and educated professionals who respect your property as if it was their own. Whether it is tree removals, pruning, stump grinding, lot and land clearing, tree preservation, or even storm damage cleanup, we are here when you need us. Call us at 715-453-2407 or for our Minocqua listeners, 715-358-2406. Check us out online at foleystreeservice.com. Foley's Tree Service, fully insured and offering free estimates.
Brilliant! I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
A little bit of humor for you. Welcome back. We're wrapping up the sports queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday. Thank you once again for tuning in. Quickly taking a look at some Hatchet events coming up this week. All of these events, by the way, tomorrow. Hatchet Cross Country will be in Three Lakes. That'll begin at 4 o'clock. Tomahawk Volleyball with a home quad against Antigo, Newman Catholic, and Prentice. That'll begin at 5 tomorrow. And Tomahawk Girls Swimming will have a Great Northern Conference dual meet at Rhinelander Thursday. That'll begin at 5:30. And by the way, Miss Melissa Neiman will also stop by the studio for next week's show here on WJJQ. Next Hatchet broadcast coming up, we got Tomahawk Football against Crivets. Matt Turkowitz and I will be in the broadcast booth. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35. Kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday night. Hatchet's looking to get back on track after losing to O'Connell Falls this past Friday. Also, our next volleyball broadcast will be on Tuesday. Tomahawk Volleyball will take a trip up to Eagle River to take on Northland Pines. Fairman Orthodontics Coach's Show begins at 6:40, first serve at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. I will be doing that broadcast solo. Keith is going over to Oshkosh for the evening. Now let's go ahead and take a quick peek at the Week 5 matchups for the Northwoods Football Conference. Week 6, excuse me. Obviously, you got Crivets and Tomahawk going toe-to-toe. Again, very interesting game. Coleman at O'Connell Falls is going to be a very fun game to watch. O'Connell Falls with a big win over Tomahawk. Coleman looking to get back on track. Clintonville at 2-4 there in the Wisconsin Dells. Crandon, who surprised a lot of people with their win over Crivets, they're going to be against Gwynn, Michigan. Antigo at home against Lakeland as we look at Great Northern Conference showdowns. Medford and Hayward, probably one of the better games of the week. Rhinelander traveling to Mosinee, looking to bounce back from their loss to Indigo last week, and then Merrill at home against Ashland. That's going to wrap it up for the Sports Q here on WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Thank you very much for joining me. Be sure to tune in next week for another edition of the Sports Q. And until then, have a sportacular week. Hey!
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.